Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that we're able to share this time together as I've been waiting before the Lord and asking Him what subject, what is on His heart for His people. And as I was waiting before the Lord, I began to understand and realize how important our faith is. And I'd like to share just a couple passages out of the book of Galatians, and from chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And then I'd like to skip down to verse 20. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Did you notice how clearly Paul is expressing about the natural life that we all share? He says, I live this life by the faith of the Son of God. And what I'd like to address is so often the enemy will come against God's people. We've all been there. We've been praying and asking God for certain things. And when the answer is delayed, we sometimes feel that, I guess I just don't have the faith. And of course, the enemy is going to jump on that. But what Paul is saying in these scriptures is that you could not even be a Christian if God did not impart a measure of faith so you could believe. So he who started that good work in us, he's going to be faithful to complete it. Now, does that relieve us of any responsibility? Of course not. We have to act and obey. We have to act on the Word of God. We have to obey His statutes, His commandments. And when we do that, there is a process of growth, of spiritual maturity, where we begin to see answers to prayer. We begin to see the evidence of our faith realized in this natural realm, and then are able to believe for bigger and greater challenges, if you will. And as we go into the Word of God, I would like to share an important passage that is found in the book of Matthew. And this is the 15th chapter. In fact, I would just like to read verses 21 through 28. This is just an incident in the life of Jesus, but it demonstrates some very important principles. If you feel that you're struggling in your faith walk, that you're feeling a sense of lack, a sense of inadequacy, that you just don't have the faith to believe. And beloved, that's a lie. And I want to encourage you that God imparted His faith to you. What did Paul say? He said, this life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And so if we will begin to view all the gifts we have, all our natural talents and abilities, as well as the spiritual giftings, they are from God. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. He who started that good work is going to be faithful to complete it. So as we share this week on the children's bread, is what I've entitled this message, I'm going to start reading now at the 15th chapter of Matthew, starting at verse 21. And this is the King James Version. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him. She fell at his feet, saying, Lord, help me. She was so desperate. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Well, at that point, we might have been pretty discouraged, but what did she do? Did she object? Did she deny? And she said, verse 27, Truth, Lord. She was agreeing with him. Yet the dogs, and those mean the little dogs, the puppies, eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then listen to this remarkable turnaround. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Would you like to hear that from the Lord? Regardless of what impossible circumstances you might be facing right now. And so many of God's dear saints are going through tremendous trials, terrible challenges to their faith. Will you trust God? Will you stand on God's word? That's where the real battle is. Will we trust God? Do you trust him that he is in control of your life? As you are submitted to him, and as you do what the word says, we do resist the enemy. We walk in humility and contriteness of heart before him, in humility, and God will fight our battles. We wrestle not, beloved, against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. We are in warfare. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, including our own. We can, through the power of the Holy Spirit, mortify the deeds of the body. That's why Paul had this marvelous revelation. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. And did I finish that last verse? It says, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And so, beloved, it's a wonderful, wonderful place of rest in the Spirit, knowing that God is not going to allow you to be tested above what you're able. So, I mean, just use common sense, okay? If you're going through a hard time right now, then he has given you the faith to be able to get through it. Well, subjectively, you might not feel very strong, but again, what does the word say? Paul said, God's strength was made perfect in my weakness. Praise God. He answered her not a word. That seemed to be a refusal, didn't it? Then he answered and said, It's not meet or proper or becoming or fair to take the children's bread. He was referring because he was of Jewish descent. He was born a Jew. He was sent to minister to the Jews in fulfillment of the many prophetic words that have been spoken of through the prophets that had preceded him. I mean, the prophets of Israel spoke of the coming Messiah. He said, It's not fair to take their bread and cast it to the little dogs. But what did he say? She persisted. And beloved, it's not your estimation of your spiritual maturity or stature or even of your faith. It's your perseverance. And beloved, this is an incident occurring at a very significant time in the ministry of Jesus. As he began his public ministry, it became, as time passed, increasingly apparent that not only the Jewish leaders, but many of the Jewish people were rejecting him as the Messiah. His ministry was being refused. How do you suppose that made Jesus feel? Matthew and Mark, in those Gospels, they give us an account of this incident. And so what do we find? Jesus, as I began that to read that episode, he departed out of a house for rest, and he went to the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And that departure actually seems to have marked a definite crisis in his ministry. It brought the question of the reaction of the Jewish people right into bold outline. And what happens in this progression, if you will, in the ministry of Jesus, it introduces us to the first Gentile convert in Jesus Christ's ministry. Verse 22 tells us very clearly that she was a Canaanite woman. And in Mark 7, we read that she was a Greek by descent, a Syrophoenician woman by nation, and therefore a descendant of those who were outcast people, who had been swept away in the divine economy because of past sin in order to make way for the people of God, for Israel, through whom the Lord was going to speak and bring life and light to the world. Praise God. Well, beloved, I'm seeing my time is drawing near to conclusion, and as I always do, I know many of you were struggling with some really difficult issues, and beloved, when we're in very hard times, it's so important to have someone kind of hold your hand to pray with you. Some of you, there may be a situation you really can't share with anyone. This is a ministry that has always been confidential. What I pray is between the Lord and you and myself. And I personally, no other person handles the mail. That's been true throughout the history, Brother Glass and myself since I came in 1973. At any rate, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I thank you for joining me. We're just getting into the message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,